you think you'd die.
Oh, he's all high. He's off. He's out.
Nisbergen's gone off. Coming down the hill. Now this is the end of second place for the 22 car. Surely.
I was about to ask the question, when do you tell Shane van Gisbergen he's got that penalty?
Oh, you are serious. You are serious.
Oh, my goodness me.
Yeah, that was Shane van Gisbergen, the 12-hour race. Unfortunately, it didn't finish the way he would have liked. It was an amazing race, though. G'day, Shane.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Not too bad, mate. What's been the wash-up? You're probably a bit dirty with yourself, I'd imagine.
Yeah, but it is what it is. And there's another one in 2 weeks. As you guys would know, there's nothing worse than making a personal mistake that lets the whole team down. So,
yeah.
Yeah, they're the toughest ones to accept, but probably the best ones to work on to make stuff better.
Okay, so you've sort of copped it on the chin, because it's not that often we see teammates give it to each other. It's normally to the opposition.
Yeah, I wasn't really fussed about the teammate stuff.
No?
It was more my own mistake and letting all of my team down, not just my teammates. So,
right.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, just my own deal.
So when Mario Engel went public and said, all I've seen this weekend is a lot of mistakes from Shane, what do you then say to Mario?
I don't even know he said all that stuff, but he come and apologised to me, and it must have been that bad. But, yeah, I don't really, I don't know, I don't have any thoughts on his stuff. But when I got to my phone and saw the comments from not only my friends, but all the people on and Twitter and all that stuff, I was like, oh, it must have been pretty bad. But, yeah, at the end of the day, I don't really care what he says. It was a stuff-up by myself.
Right.
It is what it is.
Tell us the difference, mate. I mean, it was a great-looking car, the Merc. You were up to speed with the Ferrari and all that sort of stuff. You had the car to win?
No, definitely not. If you watched it, we were so slow on the straight. I was just doing what I could, and then as soon as Jamie or Craig, whoever was in it, was behind me, they'd just pass me down the straight. So
right.
I was driving 100% and sometimes a bit more to keep up. And at the stage of the crash, I didn't know that we had a drive through. I thought we'd got away with it. So I was just pushing to keep up with Jamie, and hopefully he would make a mistake in traffic. But, yeah, that Ferrari was just unbeatable. Down the straights for us.
Mm. Shane, when you say you understand your mate, you were more worried about your mistake, and that was when you lost control of the car. What about the one you got the penalty for, which was the push in the back of the Porsche when sent it off the track?
Yeah, that's right. I went passing Andrew McKesson, who I've raced a few times, and you know he's a very good driver, and he knows he's not at our level. And out of that chase corner, he was trying to let off the throttle and stay right. You know, he was trying to do the right thing. And right. As soon as I just touched him, we hooked, and I couldn't get off him. So
right.
He was the very first person I went and saw, and it sucked. He ended up with a crash car, and we talked it out for a bit. So that was pretty sad as well.
Yeah, tell me, mate. Also, dynamically, those cars around the mountain, as opposed to the V8s. So what are the differences there?
Yeah, just the speed wise, but you know the biggest thing is this. The difference in classes. You know, we had so much traffic on the weekend, whereas in a V8, it's, you know, we're all going the same speed and racing each other directly. So the race has a completely different dynamic, lots of safety cars and, you know, different levels of driver, and it's just one of those things we had to adapt to.
Mate, I know you've got a very, very busy schedule. Apart from the V8s, of all the different cars you drive, the formulas you drive now around the world, which is still your favourite?
Well, there's actually not too much happening this year. Probably only doing three or four races outside of V8 at the moment, but still trying. Our calendar hasn't lined up. But, yeah, definitely for me, the V8s are the best. They have the best drivers always and, you know, the best cars. And I think you see that on the weekend. In Europe, it's pretty good. But when you see guys like Chaz Mostert and Jamie Winkup, all the top V8 guys, they jump straight into a GT car and kill it. So, you know, our level of driver here in Australia is pretty awesome.
And looking forward to the season coming up.
Oh, definitely. We have our launch in Adelaide this week, and I'll be up at the shop at the end of the week and preparing our new car. So, looks pretty awesome, and all three of us in AAA are getting new cars, and then we have a test the week after. So, a lot of development happening, and we're working hard to try and keep keep at the front of the field.
Obviously, mate, you always want a faster car. What have they? Can you give us a glimpse of what they maybe come up with your new car?
Yeah, nothing too much you can do with these new ones. They're all pretty much the same. It's just a lot of little refinements and tweaks that we've learned over the last year. So, yeah, hopefully we keep getting better. But there's a few changes to the series with terms of tyres and stuff like that. So we just got to try to keep on top of it.
Is this the last year that the V8s are running?
I'm not sure yet. And in our case, I see there's a lot of talk of it for Holden, but yeah whether that comes out soon publicly or not, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, all right, mate. Well, thank you. It's been it was a great race. Sorry, you had a couple of mishaps, but it's all good fun. And go well in Adelaide. It's a hell of a track too. Great start down there.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Well done, Shane Van Gisbergen there.